Nice. Well, Margaret, yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm looking at my notes here. You're going to want to be proactive, not reactive, when you're dealing with this.
Right. So maybe let me start out by saying what the tree board is, which is Tom and I are both members of the tree board, and it's a group of individuals that have been appointed by the city council to come up with plans for how to manage the public trees in Morris, so in our parks and along our roadways, and you know, make plans so that we can be a really, we can maintain our status as a Tree City USA. So, and we volunteer, we meet once a month, and we've been working for over a year now trying to be proactive about getting ready for Emerald Ash Borer. So the biggest project that we've done so far is to educate ourselves about this. You can tell Tom knows a lot about it. And we have a draft Emerald Ash Borer action plan that we're going to be sharing actually this week with the city council in a work session to get their feedback on it. We've also been in contact with people throughout the county and the university and people like that to try to make sure that once Emerald Ash Borer gets here, we're all on the same page and we have plans to deal with it. So as I said, we have a draft plan, and that plan includes all kinds of things like a lot of the information that Tom just shared, which is how do we know if it's here, what's the biology of the insect, and then trying to make plans for what are we going to do when it gets here. So among those plans are things like picking out some of our best ash trees and making sure that we are ready to treat them with emonectin benzoate when ash borer is discovered closer to Morris than we currently think it is.
Okay, yeah.
We also are trying to do a really big public education campaign.
Which you're part of right now.
Which we're part of right now. To make sure that people understand what's going on with Emerald Ash Borer, that as Tom said, they don't panic, because some of our ash trees don't look great this year, and it's partly probably because of the droughts that we had the several summers before, because green ash trees really like to live in moist conditions, but not, you know, desert like we had a couple summers ago. And it takes them several years to recover from drought stress. So even though we had a lot of water this year, they could still be looking kind of tough. Maybe next year they will look better. But so we're doing monitoring. And if somebody really does think that they have credible signs of Emerald Ash Borer, you could call City Hall and we can work with you to try to figure that out. Again, don't panic right now. We also will let people know through a really aggressive public relations campaign, you know, when Emerald Ash Borer gets here, what they need to do. We are also trying to figure out, once Emerald Ash Borer gets here, how will we deal with trees that are infected? So we know that we won't be able to treat every tree. Some will die. And so there are very specific protocols about how to handle the wood of a tree that's infected with Emerald Ash Borer, so that as you're taking the tree down and as you're taking the tree to dispose of the wood, that you're not